Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dental Practice Heroes Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Hutchison. We're here on Monday, February 19th. Happy President's Day, everybody. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Darren Bremer for his review on the Apple Podcast. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Darren. And I'm going to kick off this episode with my new listener-provided segment. This little system comes from Dr. Doug Warfel from Alpharetta Smiles out in Georgia. Let's give it a listen.
Let's hear a listener-submitted little system.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Warfel from Alpharetta Smile Care in Alpharetta, Georgia, giving my little system or short tip. What we do is Alpharetta Smile Care video calls. We all know it's super important to contact patients at the end of the day, or maybe you do it every other day all in one sitting, but post-op calls. Not many people do that, and the dentists that do really stand out. It shows the patients you care a lot, and it builds that connection even more. When I've done this in the past, it can take up to 20 to 30 minutes. Most of the time there is a voicemail, but sometimes you do get a patient that answers and you talk to them and such. But again, that can take up to 20, 30 minutes every day, every other day. So what we do is we do a video call, my assistants and I, and we set up an iPad with our logo in the background. And we contact each patient that we either got numb mostly or some that had a lot of questions and got through, I guess, an obstacle of getting some treatment done. My assistants make a list of this. We go down in order. I start off talking about introducing ourselves, and then I talk about the care that they've had, congratulating on getting that done, letting them know how important that was, and letting them know we're checking in on them. My assistants, one of them, especially the one that kind of spent more time with the patient, might say something personal like, hey, it was great seeing you. Have a great birthday coming up, or something with a holiday coming up, or something more personal than even that. The patients love these videos. If they do have any problems or questions, they can text back, but most of them text back just thank you, thank you, thank you. Some even send videos back just smiling and laughing at that. So all this takes literally about 3 to 4 minutes, and that's when we do it every other day. It has saved so much time, and we know videos make a huge difference. So it's just, I think, even better than the phone calls and takes way less time. Patients love it. And it lets them know you care for them. So anyway, that is my short tip. And keep being a dental practice hero. Thank you, Dr. Etch.
Thank you so much for that, Doug. If you want to be featured on an episode with a quick tip or a little system, go to my website, dentalpracticeheroes.com, where you can submit it right from your phone. We will edit it up and get it played on the air. Now, today, I want to talk about a client that I have that I started working with about a year ago, and I want to share a little bit about his journey. A super nice guy, one of my favorites I've ever worked with. But he acquired a practice that had a lot of, I guess, disorganization, and it wasn't very profitable. There were some really big items on the P&L that were really eating into that profitability. And we started working together about just being really intentional about what we wanted with this practice, and in me encouraging him through dealing with some of these staff issues and setting the foundation for what his practice really needed to just springboard onto some growth. And there was a time during our coaching in which it got a little dark. I mean, he started to max out a line of credit just to keep the lights on and pay his team. And his production was good this whole time, but his expenses, they were high. His collection systems needed a little bit of help. His policies needed some help. And he had a lot of turnover as he was trying to create the practice he always wanted. Now, he did not have turnover previously. I mean, a little bit, like normal, but he just started experiencing a lot of turnover when we were working together. And I remember him saying to me, he's like, Paul, I just feel like I'm screwing all this up. Like, I keep losing team members. There's no profit, and I've just been working harder than ever. And he also just had a daughter in the middle of it, his first child, to add more to his plate. So I remember I told him, I was like, dude, you got to stick with it. This is the process. And this is you creating exactly the type of practice that you want and the type of practice that you deserve. And we can't let certain team members and bad cultural apples keep us from doing that and make it feel like it's us that's screwing up. It's not. This is normal. This is what happens in a practice when we get clear with what we want and our expectations. And he trusted it. And he said, I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going with it. I'm just doing what you say. And he lost some cultural bad apples, but then he hired some new people with great attitudes. And then he trained them in how he wanted to do things. And I just spoke to him on our coaching call yesterday. And man, did he have a different sound in his voice. I mean, he told me that things were just doing so well. They just had their two best months. He just loves his current team. He loves the feel of the practice. He loves the culture there. And then he said that he realized through this whole process how differently he's running his practice. And now he's starting to finally see that light at the end of the tunnel. And he just had his two best months ever. And he's now they're like heading towards for 2024, going to do like $2.5 million, if not $2.7 million in collections. And he asked me about my recent Delta drop because they're thinking about going from there on Delta PPO. They were thinking about going Delta PPO to Premier. So, you know, that's always the first step, PPO to Premier, then Premier to drop. And we discussed his insurance participation. And then he said this, which really opened my eyes. He said that sometimes I think that the whole go out of network people on the internet, they're placing a lot of blame on insurance when I really think they should just learn how to systematize and lead their practice. And I thought about that. And I think he couldn't be more right. I mean, really, like, it's so easy for us to say insurance is the issue. It's so easy for us just to like point the finger. I think insurance is one of many issues, but we can't put all of our focus there because there's so much more low-hanging fruit in the dimension of systems and management and culture. I mean, insurance needs to be a tool that we're using based on our practice numbers and our practice timeline, but it is not the only problem. And hence, it's not going to be the only solution. So we have got to get clear about what our brand is, what it means to be on our team and the way that we take care of patients at our practice. And we have to be the one that creates the policies and protocols that align with those goals and create the management structure and the culture that ensures that all those policies and protocols are followed. And then, and only then, can we start to move towards our highest potential. If we get to that point where we're ready to drop all the insurances, that's great. But let's get there first by looking inward as us as the leaders and looking inward as our practice and what our practice stands for and what the voice that that brand is. Because we got to look inward, and that's what happens on the way to creating this practice that just turns out to be an ATM machine for us. It's practically printing money. But here's the best part. You're going to love this because it's so true, is that we create the ultimate profit machine and the ultimate profitable practice by the way that we do things. And the most profitable, efficient, and owner-centric way of doing things are also the most patient and team-centric. So we don't need to really worry about profitability. If we just continue to do what's best for the patients and the team, creating the systems that benefit the patients and the team, not focusing on profitability, it's just going to happen. It's going to be a side effect. So I don't want anyone to get hung up on the profitability. Let's just look inward and let's work on our practices and let's do the right thing for our team and for our patients. And the money will come later. We don't have to focus on the money. That will just be the side effect and the reward of doing the right thing. So look inward. If what you're doing or not doing is creating the situation that you're in right now, and if you're happy where you're at right now, that's cool too. But if you know that you aren't reaching your fullest potential, do something about it. Learn how to do it the right way and start seeing those results. And I want everyone to know my new program. It's for sale on my website. That's not why I'm talking about this, but it's for sale on my website. It's with or without coaching. It's got tons of video action items, blueprints show you step-by-step exactly how you create this type of practice to get to where you want to be. That's on my website, dentalpracticeheroes.com. But if you like listening to my podcast, could you just please subscribe, leave me a review? It really does help me get the word out there. And it just makes it all worth it for all the time and energy I put into this, which, believe it or not, behind the scenes is a lot more than it looks like, I promise you. So thank you all so much for listening. Let's just be kind. Let's encourage our fellow dentists. Let's support each other in the growth and how to survive in this new dental economy. Let's be kind. Let's be givers. And if you want to pick my brain for a little bit, shoot me an email, dentalpracticeheroes@gmail.com. I'm making it my goal for, you know, this February, end of February and March. I'm going to be a giver. I want to give. So if you want to talk to me for a little bit, no obligations, you don't have to pay me for it. I will give you a brief call just to give you a little advice and just talk some things over with you. Just reach out to me, dentalpracticeheroes@gmail.com. I am going to cap this off at 20 people because I just don't have time to do that many. But the first 20 people that email me, I'll set up a call with you. So let's do it. All right, come hang out with me at All Star Dental Summit. This is in Fort Lauderdale, May 17th and 18th. I will be speaking along with a great lineup of people, Alex Nottingham, Rachel Wall, Adam Snyder. Just go check that out. That's going to be a great event. And you will get a discount if you use my code. It is Etchison, E-T-C-H-I-S-O-N. Or you can go to allstardentalevents.com/Etchison. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. We will talk to you next time. Were you one of the lucky dentists that got a tax surprise this year? Nothing like thinking that you have more money only to get that wiped away by a tax return. Or are you wondering why you are driving blind all year long, not knowing what your expenses are, what they should be, or how they compare to other dentists just like you? Enter Bull Moose Financial, a full-service accounting firm to handle your payroll, bookkeeping, tax compliance, tax returns and filings, as well as tax planning. And by tax planning, I mean knowing what you're going to owe well before the year is even over. I'm Paul Etchison, and I endorse working with Bull Moose. They were my CPA for many years, and if you want a responsive dental-specific CPA that will free you up from the burden of bookkeeping, payroll, and be attentive to your special needs as a dental practice owner, go to bullmoosefinancial.com. That's Bull, B-U-L-L, moosefinancial.com. Mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, and they will waive your $2,000 onboarding fee. So sign yourself up, and rest assured you know your CPA is doing all they can do to help and support your dental practice.